Welcome to the Elevator World News Podcast. Today's news podcast is sponsored by ElevatorBooks.com.
From educational programs and books to unique gift ideas and more, the only website you need is ElevatorBooks.com. This site offers books and materials on maintenance, safety, history, legal issues, technology, and more. Start browsing today at ElevatorBooks.com.
This is your daily industry news update for February 1st, 2019. In today's news, ThyssenKrupp's chief executive says the elevator division is not for sale. John Titosian has been promoted at the National Elevator Insurance Program. Two new hotels are under construction in New York City's Times Square. Two nearly complete residential towers loom tall over a large development in a Dallas suburb, and a developer has withdrawn a proposal for a 52 skyscraper in Manchester, United Kingdom.
ThyssenKrupp CEO Guido Kirchhoff told a German newspaper that the company has no plans to sell its elevator division, according to a Reuters report posted on Euronews.com. Kirchhoff, speaking to a German newspaper, said a plan to split ThyssenKrupp into two separate divisions should boost its equity and capital base. The giant company is preparing to spin off its elevators, car parts, and plant engineering divisions into a separately listed entity, ThyssenKrupp Industrials, while its remaining businesses, material trading, shipbuilding, forging, and a stake in a joint venture with India's Tata Steel, will be renamed ThyssenKrupp Materials. Kirchhoff said the elevator division, ThyssenKrupp's most profitable, would undergo deep reconstructing of its America business, which would include personnel changes at the leadership level there, Kirchhoff said.
John Titosian has been promoted to Senior Vice President of NEIP, the National Elevator Insurance Program of Hub International Limited. Previously serving as first Vice President of NEIP, Titosian is based at the Fort Lee, New Jersey office. He's responsible for NEIP management, day-to-day operations, staffing, production, marketing, and client servicing nationwide. Holding an MBA from Rutgers University and an undergraduate degree from Drew University, Titosian previously was an underwriter for Chubb. A resident of Ramsey, New Jersey, Titosian may be reached through email by following the link in the news item posted at elevatorworld.com/news.
New York Yimby reports that work is well underway on two new high-rise hotels in New York City's Times Square. The first, a Hard Rock Hotel at 159 West 48th Street, will be a 445-key, 225,000-square-foot tower standing 442 feet tall. The developer is Extel, in partnership with Hard Rock International, and is being designed by Burge and Moss Architects. Site work has shown significant progress since July of 2018, with excavation nearly complete and foundation walls on the north side about half done. The second development, a 27-story, 343-key hotel at 145 West 47th Street, is also being designed by Burge and Moss. According to the report, the first floor was being formed and assembled, and a large construction crane was in full operation at the site. When complete, it will hold 141,500 square feet of floor space. Tri-Beach Holdings is the developer.
A pair of nearly complete 29 and 27-story residential towers stand high above their neighborhoods in the Legacy West 250-acre mixed-use development in Plano, Texas, the Dallas Morning News reports. Located at Dallas North Tollway and Highway 121, Legacy West is home to large corporations such as Toyota, J.P. Morgan Chase, and Liberty Mutual Insurance, which occupies a 21-story building next door to the residential towers. The 27-story Windrose Tower is approaching topping out and will have more than 100 condominium units, with prices starting at $1 million. LVL 29 will stand 29 stories and offer 328 rental apartments. The developer is NE Development.
Plans for a 52-story tower that would have housed nearly 400 residences more than 300 hotel rooms and retail have been scrapped by developer Manchester Keys in light of what it called an uncertain program for some of the residential elements, said a spokesman for the developer, a partnership between Allied London and the Manchester City Council, the Architects Journal reports. The tower was part of the large St. John's development near Liverpool Road Station in Manchester, United Kingdom. Those who bought homes in St. John's Place Tower will be refunded their deposits. The tower was designed by Simpson Howe, which has been very active locally of late, with plans of several residential and hotel towers in Manchester and Leeds.
For more industry-related information, visit elevatorworld.com and be sure to subscribe to our podcast in iTunes or the Google Play Store. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor of the Elevator World News Podcast, just let us know by emailing advertising@elevatorworld.com.